Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up? What's up?
I'm a little underwhelmed. It was just a feel-good episode. It's like,
Yeah, I didn't even feel good.
Yeah. Well, and so much for our intent of keeping this one to the episode only and doing all the news and tea yesterday, but now there's more tea today.
Ooh.
See, you guys, they're not going to be filming for a while, so a lot's still going to be happening, so you know to report back to us, to keep listening all summer long, even though they're not filming, because every day, new stuff is coming out. Yes. So you're going to have to keep on top of it by listening to us. We'll carry you through until filming starts, but yeah, I guess that's the first thing is, I think TMZ broke this story, that Vanderpump has delayed filming. Normally, they pick up cameras, it used to be May, because it was always like kicking off with like Sheena's birthday. And then it was June. And then it was very late June, early July last year. So they said that it's going to be a brief delay. But
I think probably that's say okay. Till August.
Yeah. Is that what you think?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to like a different season.
Yeah, I think it's smart. And I think we could use like a little break. I think it's smart. I really do.
Because, you know, we do need a break in that people, whereas you know, maybe the season hasn't lived up to the expectations of new viewers, they've dropped off. Maybe people are sick of, you know, the whole thing, right? And we need to miss them and want them, you know, more.
Yeah, I think they need to let this, they need to like, it's like a wave going over your head. Like, let's let the wave pass and then we'll come up for air. And I think it'll feel fresher and different, and this line will have passed a little bit and like move past it. So I think it's good.
And so, like, I was listening to Alex Baskin's podcast, Hot Mic Podcast. He had James Alala on. You guys saw me post a little bit of a clip, and I'll talk about just there's just a couple like points in that I'll bring up. But he was saying, well, you know, what do you think this season would be about if we have a season 12? And they're like, well, I mean, Tom and Ariana going to court about the house. And he's like, yeah, we could do that. But do we really want to see that? And I have a feeling besides Ariana being gone in July to do Love Island, I don't think they're holding it up just for her. But right now they have to deal with the house lawsuit. And Tom and Ariana have to deal with Raquel's lawsuit that they just responded to. Bravo has their own lawsuit. So maybe everyone just needs some time to take care of their legal matters. You know, because that could put a wrench in things.
Yeah.
No, you think they're just overexposed, and so they're trying to create a let's make them miss us and, you know, power of the takeaway?
I think they're regrouping a little bit. I really do. I think they're taking a pause because that it just means like a lot of new things that can happen. Also, Lala's due September 2nd. Everything is like flowing towards the end of summer. You know what I mean? So they need to just delay a bit.
It's not like they need her to give birth so she can drink again. But yeah. She did say too, she goes, well, he's like, what could we do to like, you know, reset or refresh since the group is so fragmented? She's like, well, we could bring in some new people. So it felt like they were dropping hints in that podcast.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, now you guys want new people? Okay.
I don't want new people.
And then I also don't want, like, known adjacent people. Like, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need them coming on. Like, I don't know what I want.
It would add tension to bring in the Tom's new girlfriends, for sure. That would be interesting, I guess. Don't know.
That's true. Well, I guess we'll see. You know what we have not done yet, and someone asked, is it too late to enter? We will do our razor giveaway this week. So if you haven't already, it's in Patreon. Find the post of our easy rinse Bic razor giveaway. They sent us several of the razors that Ariana has represented to give away to our listeners. So go into patreon.com/VanderpumpRulesParty and enter. It's only $3 to get into our Patreon, and you get a month's worth of bonus content. There's a lot in there, you guys. I'm not going to reveal everything that's in there, but there's a lot. So we'll choose those this week.
Oh my gosh, and thank you everybody who went and subscribed to our YouTube. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, we got some more subscribers. That was awesome.
Oh, okay. So let's repeat it. So yeah. You guys, we're going to start doing YouTube lives, but I guess you have to have a certain amount of subscribers. So it's free. If you can go over there, tell them how to find it.
Yeah, it's just under Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast.
Okay.
And just hit that subscribe button. That's all you have to do. And and then we'll be doing some lives.
Okay. Very exciting. Okay, so Ariana's people have now, you know, so Sandoval's people, that is Matthew Garagos, brother of Mark Garagos, who is Raquel's attorney, they responded to Raquel's lawsuit last week. And now this week, Ariana's legal team has responded. And I guess I was just going to read the statement here and kind of what they said.
Yeah, do it.
They said, her attorney state Maddox did not share or show any of the video footage she found to anyone but Levis. In fact, she could not have shared such footage because Mr. Sandoval deleted it from her phone within minutes of Ms. Maddox confronting him, a fact Ms. Maddox stated in writing 33 minutes after sending the videos to Levis. Maddox says attorneys say Levis's suit is an abuse of the legal process and should be stricken and legal fees reimbursed to Maddox from Levis. And then here's what Ariana's statement was. I did not send the videos to anyone else. I only saw the video of Levis masturbating in places secluded from others, alone in the bathroom stall and in the alley of Mr. Sandoval. Okay, side note, just to clarify, she was not masturbating in the bathroom stall or the alley. That's where Ariana saw it, right? She picked up the phone. She went to the bathroom. She went through his photos. She found the screen record of, you know, and then she confronted Tom and they went out in the alley and fought about it. Okay, so back to her statement. A heated argument ensued between me and Mr. Sandoval. And Mr. It's just so hard to say that. Mr. Sandoval forcibly grabbed my phone from my hands, causing my credit cards and driver's license to fall to the pavement. I quickly grabbed my cards off the pavement and chased after Mr. Sandoval, who had further distanced himself from the club, that being Tom Tom. By the time I caught up to him, Mr. Sandoval had deleted from my phone the videos I had recorded, videos, plural, I had recorded of the FaceTime video. So it's interesting she says of the FaceTime video, because that statement alone kind of backs up Raquel's claim that yes, indeed, it was a FaceTime. It wasn't a video she pre-taped and sent to Sandoval, as Sandoval's trying to claim now.
Right.
Then Mark Garagos, on the Levis team, replied to Maddox's response saying, "The only thing more laughable than Ariana's motion is her fairy tale account of how she discovered the relationship from Tom's phone. We look forward to cross-examining Maddox on her declaration, as we have irrefutable evidence that the videos were distributed." Ooh, shots fired.
I mean, yikes.
So it sounds like Mark Garagos does not believe Sandoval happened the way they said it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That she magically...
And it sounds like he does not believe Ariana Maddox.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of a juicy case. So let's see. The House... One is July 2nd. That's the House court date, right? Do we have a court date for this mess?
I haven't seen one, but I haven't looked.
I guess not, because they're just responding to initial.
Yeah.
Course. Yeah. Okay. Well, we will stay tuned. Oh, I got a July. Okay. What else is going on? Shocker, Lala and Sheena are going to another music festival this weekend in Las Vegas.
Mm.
I thought it was kind of interesting in this, because that kind of ties into this episode of someone asked Sheena, oh, are you going to Sandoval's show tonight at the El Rey Theater? She's like, I can't. I have Lala's party, and then I have San Francisco, and I can't spend four nights away from summer. Like, okay, but you've spent, like, every weekend in April. But it's work. I don't know if this one's work, though. This one might be fun. Anyways, lots of music festivals. And in fact, I'm kind of glad the filming is delayed, because I don't need to see Lala and Sheena going to music festivals all summer long. Maybe by the fall, the festival season will be over, and we can, you know, have them work a shift at Sur or something.
Then they'll be going to see sports games and concerts. It never ends, dude.
True. And this one they were going to with Britney, so it looks like Jax will have Cruz that weekend.
Oh, it's a girls' one? Nice.
Yeah, yeah, they tagged Kara as well. Britney's best friend.
That's fun.
Yesterday, you guys, Holly mentioned Raquel's new boyfriend and that she went on his Instagram, but now he's made himself private. I saw someone took a reel of him. Like, I think they lifted all of his, like, videos and photos from his Instagram and made a little reel of it. I like him. He seems funny. He seems like a real, like, normal dude. Not trying too hard, but, like, kind of like Beau energy. Like, trying a little hard to be, like, the class clown, but, like, not too bad.
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you see the
video? Saw. Well, I thoroughly went through his Instagram, too, before it was locked.
That's true.
I don't know what energy I got. I don't want to, like, all the same, my first impression was, like, a little bit of, like, douche energy. But he seemed nice. Like, I don't know. He seemed really normal, and Raquel was liking all of his stuff all over the place. But
so is he truly a car salesman?
No, I don't. Well, actually, I have no idea. It just looked like he looked very life coachy to me.
Oh.
You know, like a Randall Emmett. Happy Monday!
Oh, yeah, that's... Where was it on this episode, or was it in the podcast when Lala was talking about fighting for custody? And I'm like, what custody? Like, why didn't you guys just have 50-50? I don't understand, like, this custody battle.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, well, and doesn't he live far away, this new guy? Raquel's boyfriend?
I mean, no, I think, like, Arizona or something.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to look at the thing I recorded. I've since forgotten. It was, you know, an hour or two ago. I've had so many stories in my head since that time. We saw a picture of Jessie from the Valley's new girlfriend. She is an OC girl, apparently tried to get on Orange County Housewives a couple times.
Oh, do you remember her name?
Lacey Nicole.
Oh.
Lacy. Like, no E in there.
Huh.
She's, like, super blonde.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
And then it says, and has no interest in being on the Valley. I'm like, Okay. This one was a little sad. Did you see Joe's clapback to Zach Wickham?
No. Tell me.
Well, it's kind of mean. Okay, so I think someone, like, commented or something, like, you know, obviously a lot of people comment on Zach's hair.
Yes.
Think it's a wig. And they're like, you should have Joe do it. And Zach commented or tweeted, I would rather be straight than let her touch my hair. And Joe, taking the high road, even though Ariana says we don't have to take the high road, Joe replied at Zach Wickham, aw, Zach, that's okay. I won't touch your hair. However, it would have been nicer to just maybe not say anything. It is my business, you know. I wish you the best, and I love your hair. Double heart star.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder, like, if he feels bad. It is her business. Like, y'all don't, like, hurt her business. I mean, the show maybe didn't help her business, but it maybe it did.
Yeah.
But we don't need to tear her down.
No, no.
What did she do to you? Well, I guess she did screw over his best friend, Kristen. They all like the... Those Kentucky people sure take up for people.
They do take up.
That's it. Anything else happen?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that it's been, like, incredibly exciting announcing our live show / trivia night at Jax's Studio City on June 22nd. And I've already had multiple people messaging saying that they are locked and loaded for that day. I'm so excited. And in our Facebook group, people are posting, like, shout out to Rebecca, who's coming all the way down from Northern California to come to the show. And she said she's picking up people on the way. I got a text from Bex today. Bex is like a OG listener. She's trying to come. So, and so many of you guys have messaged. So we will get back to all of you about it. And we're so excited.
I mean, we were saying yesterday, like, come on, you guys, book your flights. We really don't expect you to book flights.
No, I really do.
If you want to. Coming out anyways.
I saw Tiffany just replied and said, I feel bad, especially since Holly called me out, but her daughters have, like, a lacrosse game. And I'm like, wow, like, cancel it.
We can go to Schwartz and Sandy's after, Tiffany.
Yeah. Schwartz will be there. Just kidding.
So, yeah, June 22nd, you guys mark your calendars. We'll do our live show, live podcast at 5 p.m., and then trivia around VPR and Valley-focused trivia around 6 p.m., and it'll be super fun. And then after, we'll just hang out at Jax's. If we want to go somewhere else, we can go somewhere else. We can just make it a night.
I can't wait.
And we're going to have some fun things there. I'm sure we'll do some giveaways, some games, some prizes, some... whatevs merch.
Yes.
And yeah,
it's gonna be a good time for sure.
Okay, should we get into the episode?
Let's get into it.
So we start off at something about her, and Anne is setting up the POS system. That POS system's been sitting around for a year. I'm a little, yeah, I guess we still got to check into this May 22nd. We hear it. Shout out to Cherie. She's like, I took off work for the saw opening. It's like, okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going.
Oh, I'm going. I think that...
don't know if, like, what if they canceled it?
Okay, no, I think that comment that Ariana made just was in reference to something else also happening. I hope.
Yeah.
That seems like very irresponsible to release a date and then not do something on it.
Yeah. Well, we'll watch their stories closely for announcements or corrections or updates or anything like that. Maybe we'll see any of that, like Katie at Dog Day or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's a shame they can't reuse that awning because that's, like, super cute. They just put the awning up and,
like,
not so the patio?
It was so cute. Yeah, it was... I mean, there's no signage, nothing. Like, it seems like, I don't know, like, if we're 22 days out, you think something would be happening.
Yeah, Jax's signage was up, like, months before.
Even if it's a freaking banner. Like, I don't care if it's a banner, just get it up. Like, yeah. At this point, it's like, open your doors.
Yeah. Well, Lisa said in an interview with In Touch that she would have opened it a year ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I know there's permits. I would have had it handled. It's like, oh, you mean you would have, like, paid someone off to grease the wheels? I'm sure that's how she gets things done.
Yeah.
You know, she's got little connections. And we knew this. We knew she's besties with Chef Penny. And she's like, I don't think they're going to make it without Chef Penny. And she's like, she really wants to be our partner. But I hear you girls aren't even speaking to her. And they're like, yeah, no. So you guys, we told you this. The whole holdup and the issue as of the last couple months has not been permits. they have had their liquor license. It's Chef Penny holding the trademark ransom over their heads because she wants to be a partner. And shout out to Chef Penny. Thank you for liking our post today. Because she wanted to be a partner and paid more. And they're like, nope, this is a duo, not a trio. We offered her a salary and 10% of the profits from this location, which she was okay with, but now she's not. Now she wants more.
I don't, like, I guess, like, I probably don't understand all the ins and outs of it, but if, like, looking at it from the outside when everything, you know, was, like, really moving quickly and they were going to open on time, it was like, okay, like, Chef Penny, with her expertise, is going to step in, help them with their menu, help them get set up, and then move on. Like, she is bigger than a stupid sandwich shop, so I don't even know why she wants to be involved with it to begin with. So that's really weird. It's like, can't you just, like, if I was like her, that's what I would do. I wouldn't be like, I need to be this amount of, you know, like, it's like, dude, just, you helped them, now move on.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know if she ended up taking on more than she anticipated and helping with the supply chain and the ordering.
Maybe there's stuff we don't know. I'm sure, obviously, there's stuff we don't know.
There's probably that, like, from an operational standpoint, that we're way over Katie and Ariana's head.
Yes.
That she stepped in and took more of. And then there's probably also a bit of opportunity that she sees is like, oh, after Scandoval, because she agreed to that before Scandoval.
Right.
Now she sees this huge opportunity of like, oh, I could really make some money here. And I'm the one that did most of this work. They're just the face of it. Kind of like Jax is the face of Jax's and the Toms were the face of Tom Tom.
Right,
didn't
right.
do a whole lot of work. So, you know, I think there's
I totally think that's probably what happened. Like it just, or, you know, someone was in her ear going, you've done a lot of work. Those girls have not done anything. Like, you need to, like, you know, get your fair share. And then, you know, maybe that left a bad taste in their mouths and things just went south. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And then from Katie and Ariana's perspective, they've been paying rent for almost 2 years that they're like, we've wasted all this rent money. We can't afford to share any more money than what we've offered her. So I can see their perspective. I can see Chef Penny's perspective. And hopefully they just met in the middle somewhere and came to a mutually agreeable resolution.
Oh, yeah. Someone order a cameo from her and ask.
That's right. She joined Cameo. How much is she?
I don't know. I'm kind of shocked that Joe is 50, though.
She is?
Yeah, $50.
Okay.
And she's whipping them out, too. And people are buying her hats.
Okay.
So, get that coin, girl.
Do you know who Pete is?
Pete.
Mm. Like, as in, like, Pete's coffee spelling.
Oh.
He is a internet personality, apparently.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, he was at Kyle Chance when Sandoval and Sheena arrived and they're like, Pete, internet personality.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What's an internet personality? Like a TikToker?
Yeah.
Why not just say TikToker or YouTuber? Internet, oh, they can't sponsor. They probably can't put their name on the app, right? That would be free advertising.
Yeah, or they're on multiple platforms or something.
It used to be, you know, on The Bachelor, influencer. Way back in the day, we're like, what's an influencer? How stupid. And now it's internet personality. Are we a radio personality?
Oh, I do know who he is.
Oh.
Crazy.
Well, Pete is friends with the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
Kyle Chan. Yes.
Okay, Kyle Chan was on that podcast that, you know, everyone was buzzing about. And he talked about Joe, and he's like, I barely know her. I met her a couple times. So, with that said, why is Joe going on the San Francisco trip? Like, he said he barely knows her. I doubt he would have invited her
to
the party.
Schwartz invited Joseph.
But I thought they weren't going to see each other anymore, remember? She said, or at all.
Well, you know, things change, and he can't stay off of Joseph.
That's so bizarre. That is mixed signals, Schwartz. She's your plus one to a gala.
Yeah.
And you're flying her up. It's weird. All right, so Kyle then asks Tom if he will help manage Sheena and the 27s because, you know, he knows what to do. Oh my God, I about died at the end when Sheena's like, I have never, ever done a sound check or a rehearsal, okay? And I'm like, that's clear.
That's insane.
That's pretty self-explanatory. But think about the Roxy season one. Like, she didn't do a sound check at the Roxy?
That's weird. Like, even Ronnie does sound checks.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, I mean, they're like 9 years old, you know?
We did it in, high school. I mean, speaking of high school, like, I definitely was a better trumpet player in the sixth grade than Santa Claus.
Oh, my God. So, I was watching this episode on my phone, so I couldn't see, but I was looking for Ronnie and I in the crowd at that, at the footage, you know, like, it was, like, zooming around so fast, and actually the shots they were getting of Joe, they were on, like, the opposite side of us. But I was going through my videos, so I was like, do I have anything good to show from that night? Like, anything, I don't know. And I do. It's just interesting to see my video crowd versus the way they made that look.
Because it
was not, it was not as packed as that at all.
Are you going to do an Instagram reel? Or
hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Yeah, I will.
Now that we're doing this early, we have all the time in the world.
I know. So today I went to Disneyland with Diane and the kids, and I was telling Chad, I was like, I'm so freaking glad we're doing this early because I am so I'm like wiped out. It was hotter than hell. I feel like I'm like sunburnt, and like just like the Disneyland is freaking hard, dude. It just is. I can't wait till I don't have a freaking stroller. Like, Daisy is 5, but it's just, it's, like, nice to put all your shit in the stroller, too, you know? But it's just, ugh, the crowds. Like, I can't with people.
Yeah. No, and the sun makes you so tired. Like, even Sunday, we were at the barbecue place outside. It was sunny. And we're all, like, it's, like, 4:30. Like, oh, my God. Feel like I was roofied.
Yeah.
It just, like, knocked you out.
Yeah, like, my body feels, like, heavy right now. And, like, sticky. Like, you know, like, we are wearing sunscreen. So, you know that yucky feel? It's just, like, ugh, I just want to shower and, like, post Instagram reels.
And then we can watch The Valley on the regular TV.
Okay, I have to tell you, I have to just, like, do a little insert of The Valley right now. I was so... You called it last week when you said that it's not going to be as explosive as we think. And I watched, you know, the first 5 minutes, and I almost threw my phone across the room.
Oh, really?
I was like, are you... I mean, just the dinner party just ended, and just like you said, they turned it around to be like, thank God Kristen left. They didn't get into anything else. They didn't address it. Nothing. It was like, are you kidding me? And actually, Michelle made the announcement and said, I'm just from here on out, if we're going to be doing any dinner parties or any sort of thing together, it's either us or Kristen. You guys can invite Kristen and Luke, or you can invite me and Jesse. It's your choice, but we're not doing it.
Oh, easy. Perfect. Thank you for saying that. Now we don't have to feel guilty.
And then Janet piped in and goes, Kristen's not invited to any of my stuff.
What is this fucking Rudolph? Like, let's not let Rudolph play in any reindeer games. we got to make a meme about that.
That's a good one.
Okay, I will get that video.
That's a good one.
We won't let Kristen play in any...
Oh my God,
especially because Luke looks like Kris Kringle.
Totally. And so I don't know what happened after that. After that, like, Michelle brings Jesse a fucking smoothie and says she went on a hike and dropped off Isabella. And so then they're going to talk. But I was just, that's when you were like, when do you want a podcast? And I was like, now, because I can't believe what I just saw. Like, I'll watch The Valley later.
Okay. Well, now I'm excited. Yeah. You know what else was super overrated was like... aired like all season long is like this crazy moment, like rivaling the New York Columbia trip, a fucking boat ride.
Oh my God. Okay. And the other thing, the other theme of this episode, like how many times did each cast member mention San Francisco? Like, if they said it, like, they're like, if I was like, hey, Sarah, you know what I'm really excited for? San Francisco.
Have you been to San Francisco?
What do you want to pack for San Francisco?
I haven't been to San Francisco.
I haven't been. Have you ever tried sourdough bread?
What's the, in San Francisco?
Yeah.
What's the weather like in San Francisco?
I don't, let's look it up really quick. I don't know.
Honey,
like,
it's kind of cold in San Francisco. And you need to, I told you, Brock, it's cold in San Francisco.
Sheena's like, thank God for once, Brock and I are going to have a little time alone
in San Francisco,
because my mom hardly ever takes summer and definitely not overnight. So this is a much needed break that me and Brock can have.
A much needed little getaway. I don't think we've had a getaway since pre-summer. And by pre-summer, I mean pre-June, because they've had a lot of mini getaways pre-summer.
I was dying. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Brock does not know what Rice-A-Roni is. And I was like, oh my God. And then I realized, you know, I've never actually had Rice-A-Roni.
You know, I haven't either.
I know what it is, and I know the San Francisco treat. I know the commercial with ding, ding, ding on the cable car.
I swear to God, if we get to Kyle Chan's party, which is the peak ending of the season of Vanderpump Rules, and Paul doesn't show up, I am going to, like, riot. Paul lives in San Francisco. Paul should be there.
Paul Cavallaro?
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
When did he move?
He always had dual residencies. Yes.
Does he still have the LA place?
Probably.
Oh.
Oh,
huh.
Paul, check in with us.
We should post that. Oh, damn it. You've got to find that podcast that we had to delete and post in Patreon. You guys, we had to delete a podcast because James's dad was going to sue us. I almost snorted on that one.
And you know what really sucks is now that I know what I'm doing more, like, on the podcast, is I probably could have just parked it. And, like, not, like, I was so scared that I fully deleted. Like, I know I had a copy at the time. I've got to find it. But I'm just saying, like, now I could, like, pull things from iTunes. You know what I mean? Like, I could have just, like, hid it from him.
Yeah, you guys, we posted our Faith podcast. We had two of them. One right as, you know, the firings happened. But then one right after the cheating in season 6 happened. We were the first podcast she ever did. We posted those in Patreon, so you can go look those up. We were going to post some of our other oldies and goodies, like the one with Britney's boyfriend, I think would be applicable to post right now since they are split up. But it's pretty crappy audio, but it was our first, like, guest. Oh, my.
And I loved him. Like, I was obsessed with him. He was so freaking cool.
Yeah. But, like, yeah,
I love those. I loved, like, our, like, not to rip off Rachel, but I loved our Going Rogue podcast. Like, they were so freaking fun.
Yeah, there were some ones of Jeremy that could have really went awry, but we were very kind and saved him from digging a hole that would have been difficult to get out of. But we ended up having a nice podcast.
Yeah, I also have some other, like, videos, too, that would really pop off. If I posted a couple of videos that I had right now on Instagram, like, the whole world would erupt. But I don't even think, like, it would have to be a Patreon thing, because it's really, there's children on Instagram, and I don't think they'd want to see that, so. Seriously.
Okay, so getting back to Tom and Sheena at Kyle Chan's.
Yes.
Sheena has an, imagine Ariana watching this clip. Sheena's like, Tom's the only person that's ever had my back every time. The only person since day one. I'm like, so you're saying Ariana's, like, not always had your back? Ooh.
She really always has. I can't think of one time she went against her.
I can think of many times when Sheena went against Ariana.
Yes, yes, but not vice versa. I'd have to really think about it, but nothing is coming to mind.
Yeah. Well, and Tom's like, I just don't get it, because, like, I mean, relationships, they never end well. Otherwise, they wouldn't end. I mean, like, that's a valid point.
It is.
The Lala stuff. I forgot to talk about, because she said something like that on Alex Baskin's podcast. She was like, I mean, enough already. The punishment doesn't fit the crime anymore. She's like, Sandoval's not the first guy to put his P in the V of another girl, and he won't be the last. So we just need to get over it.
Okay, so let's apply that to Randall.
Yeah. And then she's like, I mean, I was shocked that, they were agreeing, Alex and Lala were agreeing that Sandoval has enormous balls. He showed up. And you know what? People forget about things. Because you know how I know? Because the LA Times article came out and no one even cared. People just forgot about it. And they're like, oh, well, like it's got to bring it back to Lala that yeah. No one was up in arms over Randall, or everyone was for a day. And then they're like, doesn't affect me. Who cares?
Yeah.
But that's when they said he has enormous balls. And I loved James because he kind of like, I mean, here's Alex is his boss, the producer. And he's like, no, it's still pretty cringe. Come on, you guys. You've got to admit it's still cringe. Like, yeah, he could show up, big balls, whatever, but it's very cringe. And they're like, I'm like, well, thank you, James, for being the voice of reason.
Yeah. I mean, at the time when everything, you know, when all the social media stuff was breaking about him showing up and filming, I thought the same thing because you think, you know, yeah. Raquel and Tom, it would be very hard for both of them to come back from this. And he chose that path to try it out, and she didn't. So I do give him a little bit of credit for that, because I'm sure that was horrible.
Yeah, I agree. I just think James was – it sounded like Alex and Lala were kind of like – I mean, more than complimenting him, you know, where he's like, let's not go overboard. Let's remember everything is still very cringe. And, you know, he came back for the paycheck and the job and the fame. He didn't come back just to
totally. And if I was him, I would have played hard to get a little bit. I would have like kind of pulled a Raquel and been like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to come back, you know, and like really gotten something out of it. I don't think he did. I think he was like, I'll be there.
Because he could have just done like Stassi and gone quiet, gone away for a while.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Let it pass.
Yeah.
So, and then, she also said how, but I know she was quoting James. I posted that. I just took it down. I was sick of everyone's comments. Like, she's just quoting James from an episode. I'm like, yes, I know that. But also, people, if you listen to Lala's podcast, she continually references like, screwing the fat man or only doing it for the Range Rover or paying her rent and blah, blah, blah. So she's like, yeah, that's right. Remember, I fucked the fat man to pay my rent. Like,
yes, yes.
It was just, I was advertising Alex Baskin's podcast. I was highlighting, I was dangling the carrot for some of you guys to go listen to these, like, you know, they were sizzling phrases. So I was doing Alex a solid and a favor to refer business over there. But not everyone can handle it, so I'm just like, forget it. I'll just leave the one up. Anyways, Lala then calls Sandoval to disinvite him to the party she never invited him to. And then when he calls, probably because of Sheena, she doesn't want a scene, but then she calls and he's sitting there with Sheena. She's a little confused, as I think any of us would be. And that's that.
Yeah.
Then we go to Lala's birthday party at Bath Gin for a burlesque show. I liked a lot of their outfits. Like, Katie looked good. I liked Lala's dress. I liked Ariana's dress.
Did you see what Ariana is wearing tonight on Watch What Happens Live? Like the little, I feel like she's like very casual. Like she's in like a strapless kind of like, I mean, maybe I was like looking on my faraway phone, but it looked like a little strapless white, like floral, like maybe you'd like wear it to like a barbecue or something. Maybe it's fancier like when it gets close up. I don't know.
Like a sundress to church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a spring.
I'm excited to watch What Happens Live though. I think those two are going to.
Like a spring choir concert when you're 14.
That yes.
Kind of look.
It was like a little more structured than that, but I was just like, oh, like very similar to what she wore last time when you were like, oh, okay, well, that's like really casual.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I went back and looked at the Stagecoach thing. I was laughing at all the comments on Lala because like what you were saying, how she was like wrapped up like, they're like, is she like an aviator meets like, like Saharan desert, like it was ridiculous.
It's like, yeah, she has like her face like all wrapped up, but like the bump is out, you know. It's like,
and then those like thick glasses, like like you know, grandparent would wear, like the big where their eyes are giant through the thick bifocals.
It stresses me out looking at all the outfits, because then I picture like, okay, Holly, guess what? You're invited to Stagecoach. What are you gonna wear? And then like if someone picked apart my outfit, I would just like die. That's why I was like, Sarah, we have to get merch to wear to our show, so like I know what I'm gonna wear and make it look like really cute. Otherwise, like I have to hire a stylist or something, because I don't know what I'm gonna wear to the live show. Freaking out.
Yeah.
We'll hit the drawing board when I come over.
Because like I have like a vision for like the opening, but then like I maybe want to change.
Oh, boy. So
can we have a costume change? But no, not really.
Not really.
The bathroom is too small.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. We'll brainstorm.
Okay. All right. So the ladies are dancing. Brock's getting a little, like, blushed because he said he was a Mormon till 14 and things like that he is shy about. I forgot he was a Mormon. I wonder how he stopped becoming a Mormon.
How the F did I miss that?
I've heard him talk about it before. Well.
Very, very interesting. I'll have to ask him about that next time I see him.
You never hear Sheeners talk about, like, if they had a religion. Like, I know on our dad's side, like, probably Catholic, but
I thought I heard her mention Catholic before.
Yeah, but I don't know, like Dutch people. Well, Sheena tells Schwartz she won't go to, okay, we kind of talked about this, because she doesn't want to leave Summer for 4 nights, so I'm just not going to say anything more about that. She tells the group that she told Sandoval she misses him. Oh, this was so cringy. Ariana's face is like, she cannot like hold back. She's horrified. She's like, that's pathetic. She's like, I feel like I'm being gaslit. Like, yeah, and I told him I missed him, and it was just like, ooh, that'd be rough.
It would.
So I think that was probably, you know, the start of the demise of their friendship.
Yeah.
So then Dan comes in town and they go on this date. She had a nice dress there. It was like a little silky olive number. And he usually prefers to sit next to her. What do you prefer, sitting next to Chad or across from Chad?
Across. I feel like when I'm sitting, like if it were a booth situation, like I never get into the booth with Chad. Like I always sit like, because I like to talk to him, to his face.
Yeah, I feel like it's weird to do the sit next to. I can appreciate the not looking at each other chew aspect of that. And like in Europe, that's very common. But it's also because like the little cafes, the chairs are faced out so you can like people watch, right? So you're seated next to each other. But like, it seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends. It depends on like the restaurant and the vibe too. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've done it. I had a boyfriend that was his preference, and you get used to it. And
it's fine. It's fine. I just think also like their relationship is so new. Like, how is there even a preference of that yet? Like, it's like, it'd be fun to sit next to him or across from him. You know what I mean? Because you, like, haven't done it.
Yeah. She thinks a long distance has been good for them because they've gotten to know each other. It's kind of like, you know, they're pen pals, like he's in prison or something. and he works 7 days a week. That's a lot.
So, I guess by the end of this, I'll comment, but I just get, like, the most awkward vibes from them. Like, not...
So you're on Lala's side with this. You think there's something off.
I do. Not in... It's an energy thing that I feel with them. I don't know what it is. And, like, I guess even, like, hearing about how their relationship was going, I always got this weird feeling. And having seen him in person a couple times, too, he seems very nice. Very, very nice. Ariana's nice. So there's no problem. Like, it's like they're both nice. Like, it's fine. I don't know. I just get this really weird feel. And I think the energy awkward feeling, a lot of it is coming from him, because I think knowing that he's not comfortable filming, I just felt that so heavily in this episode. Like, I actually felt bad for him, because I could just, it was like just oozing out of him that he didn't like it. And so I think possibly that's what I'm picking up on.
Like, he definitely chose to film the least amount possible.
Yes.
Which I respect.
Yes. And, like, even when the camera's on him, like, his face, he's always, like, angling his face, like, down and away. And that's kind of how it was when I saw him both times, too, is he's, like, very much, like, don't look at me, look at her. Like, he's, like, almost even, like, points to her, like, look over there, go, you know?
Yeah.
I loved that they ordered mozzarella sticks. That was fun.
with burrata. Cheese on cheese on cheese.
Yes.
Okay, we go to the El Rey. I forgot about the white stripes in Sandoval's eye. I can't believe I forgot about that. It was like we were tortured by it for so long. I see that T is still hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
James shows up. Our friend Jason was there.
So what I witnessed was...
Flopping on the couch.
James was staying up on, like, the balcony, like, where the area where they told me and Ronnie we couldn't go. He was up there, and so they must have filmed that scene. Well, they said that it was 5 minutes till showtime, and so he must have, like, gone down and, like, quickly filmed that thing and then started. So, yeah, I don't know.
So why do you think Joe's in the audience? Because she's still Sandoval's hairstylist?
I mean,
shouldn't she?
You know, the other person that they really cut out of filming that was, like, so eager at this event and was filmed a lot, they didn't use it, though, was Billie Lee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was...
Actually, she hasn't been seen in a while.
No, and she was there. So it was her. She was hanging out with Joe. And Schwartz was definitely hanging around Joe and Billy. Like, they were bopping around. And then that whole scene when they go outside, I saw that happening too. And I could have sworn I saw Ronnie on there for a second, because I think we walked by, like, right in that moment. But I'll have to watch again.
Is Billy Lee at Kyle Chan's event?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. So maybe she flies up with Joe the next day.
Yeah.
That outside scene was funny because, like, literally Tom's still performing and they're already taking the marquee letters off.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sandoval's like, well, they start with Let's Touch in Public. So do you recall, did he do a little shout out or RIP to his Charles McMansion guy that died? That he
no,
did that song with?
No, and... I believe that is, like, completely out of order. I'm pretty sure I have the order, and I don't remember that. And, but his mom, I did see his mom a lot. She was walking around, bopping around. Yeah.
Sandal said, it's nice to the people. They're, like, throwing their hands in the air for me instead of, like, throwing things at me. That would be us.
And we did not throw anything.
No, we just...
We just put Ariana's picture in his face.
Paper airplaned some composite cards of Ariana's face onto the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, or we slid them. We, like, slid them under the door, but on the stage.
Right? Yes, yes.
So Joe is outside talking with Schwartz, and he's like, "Hey, Joseph, how many dudes have you fucked now?" I can't.
The things he said on this episode were so unhinged. Like, the things he said to Katie and the things that he just, like, says that, like, no one catches. It's like, are you guys hearing what this fool rattles off? Like, no one calls him out ever. Ever.
And he's just, they just had this conversation about being clear. And he's like, "Oh, you know, you're such a bright light in my life. But people tell me I have to hide it and that I'm giving her mixed signals. I'm not, you know, like, hey, Joe, you know, come to San Fran, but no mixed signals. Like, just come on." And then she's like, "No mixed signals. Short circuit robot."
She's all, "We are just friends. Mayday, over and out."
I love the robot. I love that Joe's sticking with the robot.
And then what about, like, some people, like they're filming, they're literally filming, and some fools decide to walk on the sidewalk right by them, and she's like, sorry about that. Oh, God.
Well, they're filming. But I agree with her. It is confusing. She's like, "I love you. You're my best friend. I miss you. But we're just friends. But want to hang out? Oh, come over at 2 a.m. Oh, but you're..."
And, you know, yeah, like, and we'll get married in 8 years. And she's like, "We'll get married in 8 years." And he's like, "Did I say that?" It's like, yes, you did, you mother effer.
She was going to wait 8 years. She was going to wait four.
You can't say that to a crazy girl because she will wait 8 years.
Oh, my God. And then, when the 8 years is up, she's probably going to truly do something.
I'm going to find you.
I find you.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Stagecoach, did you see when Sheena fucking found someone on her friend finder?
No.
So she's at Stagecoach, and she's tracking the shit out of one of her friends, and she finds them in the crowd.
Because of her GPS.
Yes, it was hilarious. I was like, you know what? I freaking appreciate that shit. Like, that's funny. That is funny. And it was also funny how she like, they talked about Brock's heels on, like, a reel or something. And it was funny. It's like, you can poke fun at yourself, like, let's all laugh together. It's fine.
Well, because I guess at Stagecoach they said no LED lights. And I know they used to use, like, the blinky finger lights. So maybe she's like, "Thank God I have my friend fighter." Did come in handy.
Yeah.
She did skip the third grade. She's no dummy. Well, Sandoval says, "I'm kind of intrigued to meet Daniel." And while Lala's like, "I don't understand, like, why he's with her. That's weird." Like, okay, well, no one understood why you were with Randall either, okay?
Yeah, Lala's like, "I don't get it." So it's this great guy that wants to date a girl in California who's still living with their ex. Mm. Out of a 10-year relationship.
Mm. I mean, my red flags would go up if he was thirsty, but he is not thirsty. He's not demonstrated thirst at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I can't put my finger on what it is.
Yeah, I agree that there's some. It's. I felt like at dinner, she was trying a little too hard to be like the cutesy girlfriend.
Like, yeah. Like leaning
play
over.
Play a role.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this, I'm supposed to be like. It's like who just said that? Oh, Lindsay on Summer House. She's like, all the time she walks on eggshells. She's like, "I feel like I have to always be happy and bubbly like a Stepford wife." She goes, "Because anytime I have any other emotion, Carl has a meltdown and can't handle it." So she's always like, "Oh, I'm such a fun guys girl, blah, blah, blah," you know, like Sheena. And I feel like Ariana's kind of playing that role a little bit. Like, "Oh, let me show how light and easy and what a cute girlfriend I am, because Sandoval has tarnished my reputation by saying all these terrible things about me." And so I actually don't blame her for acting that certain way. Or she truly is giddy and head over heels and acting like that naturally. Because sometimes that's how you act when you're super giddy over a guy, you know? It could be either or, but I see your point.
I also am calling 100% that Daniel's love language to Ariana is gifts of service.
I was going to say acts of service.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Acts of service. Like she, well, she, I think she, you, we saw on Vanderpump Rules, she loved when Sandoval would make her coffee or like when he would like think of her and like do things. She loved that. Like it really,
Holly, yeah. It's not a coffee. It's a dumpling latte.
She loved when he restocked the batteries. She loved when he would buy paper towels. And Daniel is stepping in and ironing her clothes and laying them out for her.
And he put the ceviche on the cracker for her and almost like fed it to her. And every time he comes into town, he makes like a gourmet spread.
He just, yeah, he likes to take care of her. And I think I love that for her because I want her to feel like super supported and nice by her next partner. So I'm hoping for the best. Am I seeing little yellow flags? Yes. That's all. Well,
that's okay. Yeah, yeah. It's good to be cautious.
Yeah. Take it slow.
He is not on the thirst level as the Vanderpump Rules cast at Stagecoach.
So
a real thirst level.
I feel like I may have like missed something because I was traveling home from Disneyland and I missed like the very first part of the episode, but I watched I had my notes done for the other part. So Brock is hosting the 1920s dinner.
Not that I know of.
I mean, like, why do they keep saying like, it's Brock's special dinner, everyone, the 1920s dinner.
Oh, I missed that then, too.
Yeah, so I needed, like, a little rewatch of that, because I was like, okay, so now Brock's hosting a frickin' dinner? What the hell?
You guys, if we miss anything, tomorrow we'll be covering the Valley, but we also, when we cover the Valley, we cover the Vanderpump After Show, and we'll cover Watch What Happens Live, since Katie and Ariana are on tonight, and that's going to be exciting. So we will cover all of that on tomorrow's podcast with the Valley.
Yeah, don't worry, everyone.
Do not worry if we miss one single detail. We will pick it up and report back.
Or I like when you guys email and tell us. It's really nice.
Yeah. Because right now, as it is, I am, because I can't, I'm getting a phone later this week. I have to voice text, but I'm voice texting while I'm watching the show. So sometimes I can usually hear while I'm talking, but sometimes I miss a few words of them talking while I'm talking, you know, trying to do things at once, because normally I used to, take notes on, like, I have a DVR, we pause it, but then we'd be doing the podcast at midnight and 1 a.m. And that was, those were the days. And you would leave and it would be a freezing tundra outside.
Yeah. Totally.
And then you drive home, and I'm like, I would not want to be driving home between 1 and 2 a.m. because you're going to get pulled over. They're going to think you're leaving the bar. And I'm like, well, it's a good thing you don't drink.
I loved driving home. Like, we just drove by your house on Saturday. We went to Corona Del Mar, and we drove.
Occupied?
It looked like there was moving boxes, like someone, it was either moving in or out, but I could see into the backyard and there was like a children's playhouse back there. And like, it looked like, yeah, I think
it's
someone.
It's the same people then.
Okay. Yeah. But ooh, yeah.
Maybe they're moving.
But me and Chad were like, God, we should have just taken that place, dude, because it's like, it's so awesome. Like, you cannot beat that place, dude.
I know. And maybe he has a taste of reality now that it was so hard to rent it, like what he thought and wanted, that it could be a reasonable. Yeah. I don't know. Let's keep an eye on it. Okay. So San Francisco, I did notice that, I don't know where they're staying, but they're huge rooms for San Francisco, because San Francisco is very much like New York. The rooms are usually small, unless you're Holly and Sarah, who get a huge, ginormous room overlooking Times Square.
Yes.
But these were, pretty big rooms. I've stayed up there a lot. And so, oh God, Schwartz and his tub. I forgot about his tub fetish. He's probably thrilled.
He's all, I could just die in this.
And then James pops up, and he's like being a pirate. He's like, "Ahoy, matey!" And she's like, "Oh my god, there's so many bubbles in there. I'd get a yeast infection." And he's like, "Really?" He's like, "It's just a bubble bath. He's come like, in, anybody?"
He's like, "What's the problem? Just get in."
He's like, "Okay, let's go. Ahoy!" I loved it. Where did he get all the bubbles? Like, did he bring it? Because, like, usually hotels just have, like, bath gel. They'll still not make bubbles like that.
Yeah, what did he do? Stop at Lush or something?
He got, like, Mr. Bubbles.
I mean, I love a good bath, dude. Love it. Me and Schwartz have that in common. And James.
Yeah. Well, Schwartz is... Oh, yes, Schwartz is accurately representing Minnesotans, because as you know, have you ever seen me really in anything but shorts?
No.
Even when it's cold, I'm wearing the shorts.
And even when you fly home, you still wear that and then freeze your ass off at the airport.
And the flip-flops, that's true. Yes. So he does, yeah, he's wearing shorts, it's cold. He's like, "No, as soon as it hits like 34, man. We're in the shorts," and that is true. 50 feels like 90 here. So, there's that. Sandoval said I should warn
Dan about Ariana the way she warned T about me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
And then they show, well, they do this with Sheena, but they show the flashback of him on the podcast. Like, "She threatened to kill herself." With Sheena. "She threatened to kill herself if I left her." It's like, you don't say that. You don't say that on a podcast. You don't say that on TV, you dick. And I think Sheena actually gave him good advice. She's like, "If you can please just genuinely apologize, at least for that, saying that was very uncool of me and blah, blah, blah." Like, he should. And Ariana might take him a little bit more serious. Maybe she'd give him, like, an ounce of grace if he, like, said it and really meant it. Like, send her a letter. Slip a letter under her door.
Oh, I used to freaking love writing guys letters. Putting it on the car, yeah. Like Ron and Diane unfortunately caught some letters that I was sending people, and it was like...
Did they read them?
Yes. And
that's embarrassing.
And, like, it was... I can't even, like, repeat what I said because I cannot believe that I even wrote it. And I was like Lala. You know, like, when you say, like, sexual things that you don't even really want to do, but you're just, yes. like, you're just writing it for shock value? It was like totally. That.
Because Lala doesn't do any of this shit.
Okay, I'm just gonna freaking share it because F it, right?
Like, our redo of Ariana reading her journal on stage in season 4.
I was going to Not Scary Farm with a high school boyfriend, and I wrote to him, "I can't wait to go on the log jammer, and I want you to jam your log into me." I swear to God. Like, I wrote it, like, and Ron and Diane intercepted that. And if you guys know that I have talked about Ron and Diane, and, like, that shit didn't, like, thank God, when really embarrassing things would happen to me like that, for some reason, they didn't, like, they were so embarrassed, like, they couldn't even read it back to me. Or
confront you.
Yeah, or you think they'd be like, "Let me hear, like, read out loud what you wrote." Like, that's what I would do to Ronnie. Like, I would do something, like, you know, and they were just like, "We can't believe this." And it was like...
That's really horrifying.
And, like, my face gets so red. Like, I wanted to, like, I think just by them knowing, like, it was enough punishment. But I was absolutely horrified.
I think I will take my story over your experience. I think yours is more horrifying. Even though mine, I was caught in the act having sex by my mother. Well, we happened to leave the lights on. That was real helpful. And I was on top, so I did not see her face.
No,
I heard,
no.
I heard, "Sarah." I'll never forget that sound. And I was like, "Oh, my God." "Oh, shit." And I'm like, "Fuck." And then I asked my boyfriend, I was like, "Did you see her face?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "What does she look like?" And he's like, "Beetlejuice." like, oh shit. He's like, she's like, come downstairs. And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrifying. And then he's like, do you want me to stay? And I was like, no, just go. Like, props to him for offering to, like, face it with me. But I'm like, no, I'm better off on my own. Skedaddle.
Sarah!
What the nicest gesture for a girlfriend, right? Like, you're in the clear. Jump out a window. I don't care. So I have to go downstairs, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just going to be her. And I'm like, oh, God, no. She tells my dad. Which
no!
I'm not afraid of my dad, obviously. More afraid
it's
of my mom.
It's just embarrassing.
More embarrassing because he's your dad.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, God. Okay. And they're like, well, are you on any protection? And I'm like, oh. And then they ask me the worst thing. They're like, well, do you love him? And I knew it was like a catch 22 because I knew, like, he was just like a local farm boy, you know, like, I think they had bigger aspirations for me. And so I thought if I said yes, I would be disappointing them. Like, they thought I wasn't going to, like, you know, go to college, go off in the world or whatever. But then if I said no, then I'm just like a whore, a slut, which I really own. And I think, you know, I'm so glad we're in the era we are now where we own our sluttiness.
Yeah.
I was just ahead of my time, like you and me with the scrunchies. Always
right,
ahead.
Right.
Step ahead. I walked so other sluts can run. And I was like, okay, either I'm a slut or I'm a disappointment. So I was like, yeah. Like, I was not convincing, but that was horrifying. But I think I would rather that than
like what did you come down in? Like a sweatshirt and leggings or something?
I'm sure. And yeah, I mean, at least I wasn't giving him a blowjob or something. I think that would have been worse. You know what I mean? I wish I would have been on the bottom, like missionary. That would have been like the least embarrassing. But the fact that I was like fucking on top, like, here's my ass. Ooh, you want to log that jam that log into me, mom?
You want to? I can't. Oh my God.
I think yours is more embarrassing though, because you actually
like. And like, up until, I want to say, like,
it's your intent.
Like, I'm pretty sure Diane kept them in her drawer. Like, I should really go and look, like, next time I'm over there, because for years that shit, and I don't know, like, why didn't I go throw it away when they were, like, gone or something? Right, that was the other thing. Like, they would never leave me. Like, it was never like, they're like, we're going to the store. Like, I had constant supervision, and obviously for a reason.
My God.
No,
really?
Yes.
Shit, my parents went on vacation and shit, left me home.
No, like, I was, yeah, it was crazy.
I love those moments, though, when they're like, yes, they're gonna be gone all afternoon, woo!
Yes, oh my gosh.
I guess it sounds like you got very few of those.
Yeah,
moments.
That's why, like, I found such, like, such freedom in being with Chad, because I would go over to his house. And I'm like, wait, like, no one makes you wake up in the morning? Like, you freaking sleep till 1 in the afternoon? Like, what the F is this? Like, when at my house, like, at 7 a.m., like, my dad would come bolt in, open my blinds. Like, it was like, you could not sleep in. You couldn't lay in bed. You couldn't watch TV.
Even on the weekend?
Yes.
Oh.
And then, like, if I did happen to, like, be late, they'd be like, what is this? A hospital? Get outside and go play. Like, it was always, like, we could never relax.
Oh, damn. No wonder you're such, like, a busy go-getter.
Yeah. Well,
constant.
So, like, when I get into, like, my manic stages like that, Chad will be like, Holly, you're acting like your parents. Like, we don't have to go to a million things. We don't have, like, chill out.
Yeah.
And so I try to, like, when I start feeling myself get like that, I'm like, okay, like, and I try to let my kids rest and lay around and.
you and Michaela, I keep telling you, you gotta, like, this is the year of no.
Yes.
Like, stop saying yes. Like, put yourself first, you know?
I gotta put me first.
You need a lifetime couch day.
Totally.
What?
Oh, there's, like, a TikTok that's like, I gotta put me first. That's what they say. Yeah. Okay, let's get back into it.
So Schwartz tries to grab, like, Katie's hand.
I can't. This part gave me
chills.
He's like,
oh, sorry. Like, it's just habit. And she's like, no, it's not. You never held my hand before. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. What was that?
He's like, you're right, I never did. Like, what the fuck?
So what did you think of his proposition? He is getting lonely, and he realizes he didn't appreciate what
If I was Katie, I might have done it if he did not propose what he did. I found it extremely insulting to be like, come over, knock on the door, we'll order a minimum of $150 worth of junk food, and then we'll lay there, scroll on our phone, we won't even talk to each other. Like,
We'll just ignore each other like old times. She's like, that's why I divorced you. Why would I want to do that again?
Yeah, like, if he was like, come over, you can, like, strangle me while we're doing it. And I'd be like, okay, I could angry F him. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't get to, like, have junk food and be like, oh, Bubba, I don't, do you want to, should I stick it in? Like, ew!
Oh, gross. She's like, no!
She's all, stop!
Schwartz! Tom!
Okay. He's all, how about like a little, you know, like, let's just think about it. I'm just going to walk away. It was very similar to like the Sandoval Sheena thing. She's like, I don't want to hear what your answer is right now. I'm going to walk away. And same thing with Schwartz. He's like, Katie, I don't want to hear your answer right now. I just want to hear my door open tonight and you to come in and we'll F, okay?
Just like Mexico when... You know, I put junk food on the bed and then I told you I couldn't stand the sound of your voice. And
he's like, also, can you wear that tie? Wear the tie when you come to my room.
Okay, so they're at Fisherman's Wharf, whatever, shopping. Schwartz tells Sandoval that he used to have dark thoughts about him and seething rage just looking at his face.
It normally bothers me when Schwartz goes off like this, but for some reason, it really bothers. It bugs Sandoval, so I like it.
Yeah, it works. And your stock in my book goes up, Schwartz, that you actually do have those seething rage thoughts. We know you did. We've seen you. Usually it's Katie that's the victim.
Totally. And like, it's just the way Sandoval's face looks when Schwartz is kind of like unleashing on him. It's like... almost like a scared look, like the same look that we have when he plays his trumpet. You know, it's like kind of like a side eye, like scared, like, ugh. Yeah. And that's how Sandoval feels when Schwartz is saying, you know what, dude, I used to freaking hate you. I was seething mad at you. Like, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
So he tells him this fake storyline, which I think they're just creating. That they created together
to be
like, hey, we're going to have like a bromance and two single guys. And like out on the town, we live together. It'll be like the Odd Couple, you know, bro.
Is anyone rooting for this? Because like there's a couple of things I'm rooting for on this season, obviously. Like one of them is like I'd like to see Katie go into Schwartz's room just for fucking fun. I think I like that. I would like to see Katie and Ariana open their sandwich shop. I would like to, like, there's certain things that, like, I want to see, but this isn't it. Like, no one, the fans did not say, we want to see the Toms live together.
It'll be this quirky, fun, like, Odd Couple. It'll be like the new version of it.
Everyone will root for them again. They can get their business back. Like, this is what we need. Like, the people want to believe in the Toms again. No, we don't.
And that, so it'll be a cute bromance. Like, no, everyone's over your 50-year-old bromance, okay?
Like, we don't want to see you guys wearing like little like button-up shirts with each other, or putting like
boo-boos together. Yeah, at night.
Like Sandoval puts his freaking like LED lights in the room, and like they're blinking, and they're like, oh, you know what? This is really nice. This is better. This is it.
And then they're wearing Schwartz's muumuus, and that while they're doing shrooms in the LED light room.
Totally. Or Sandoval's like, hey, Schwartz, bro, why don't you come work out? It'll make you feel better. Come to the treadmill. He's all, you know what? I stocked the fridge. If you want to look in there, go ahead and look and see what there is. I think there's some stuff you would like.
And anyways, this is all a lie because this is what? So it's Lala's birthday, so it's like September 2nd-ish. It is now, what, it's May. It's April 30th.
Yeah.
Schwartz it's never moved in main... there.
Nope.
He never moved in there. He's still in his apartment.
Thank God.
Yeah. So I wonder what happened. And then, it just goes to show this was all full of shit. This is just for a fake storyline.
And then did you chuckle when Schwartz got down on one knee to give him a ball and chain keychain? Was that a funny moment for you?
Nope.
Like, oh my God, did
That's
you?
That's when I like scroll up and I correct like typos in my voice text. I'm like, okay, I don't need this.
I'm going to come over and give you a ball and I'm going to get down on one knee, give you a ball and chain keychain and say, Sarah, will you do a live show and trivia night with me on June 22nd?
Oh, God. Gross. You know, we did get down on one knee yesterday, though.
Who?
Torin.
Oh!
Oh, to the girl that looks like Daisy.
Oh, my he got gosh.
He found some piece of jewelry at home. Makia's like, thank God it wasn't my wedding ring.
Yeah.
He got this jewelry, and he was like, all amped up, and he goes up to her and, like, got down on one knee and asked her to marry him.
Oh, my God. So, do you know that, like, so Daisy has, like, crushes on boys, too. If so, a boy did that to her, she would absolutely, like, die of, like, being happy. But I have, like...
Well, I see this in their future because his wife looks just like Daisy, and they're the same age. They're, like, a week apart.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously. Like
this is going to be like what we always said Michaela and Josh were going to be, and now we're like, oh no.
Yeah.
No. I'm glad.
It's the next generation, yeah.
Yeah. So they can just be good friends. No, but I'd be down for this. I'd ship this relationship.
I was saying that Daisy's so boy crazy. I was it was like in her dance class, and I was like, I'm going to have to send her to like a nunnery. And this guy goes, "That's not a freaking word." Nunnery is, and I said, yes, it is. Freaking Google it. Nunnery is absolutely a word. Look it up. Huh?
Yeah, it's with two N's, right?
Yeah. It's a place where nuns go, live.
The convent.
That's where I'm shipping Daisy.
Okay. So, okay, they get on this bus or therapy boat. I don't know, James on a stripper pole.
Wine therapy. Ooh.
Wine therapy. I mean, the waves did look crazy. That windsurfer, I was like, are you going to be able to survive?
Yeah.
It's like North Shore out there. The swells.
I thought that also they made this like, well, we already talked about this. They made this look so freaking dramatic. And it was like, it wasn't. It's like, obviously the wine therapy boat knows what they're doing. And it was a little choppy there for a second. And they brought it in safe.
But all season long, and the trailer, and everything, were like, people screaming, and it looks like people were puking. I'm like, that was dumb.
And then, so, in the midst of all this going on, Schwartz goes, Katie, if you jumped off that bridge, you'd hit the water so hard. Like, what the hell? What?
Just call her fat?
He's always fantasizing about her, like, dying.
Like, why would she hit the water hard? Anyone would hit the water hard. That's why I'm like, what's he doing there?
No, I took it as like he just wanted her to like, you know, he's like, you would die so quick. Like, it's short. Like, knock. It's like, oh yeah, okay, I'll see you in your room later. Like, what the hell?
Wow. Okay, what did you think of Brock like trying to school Ariana on forgiveness?
Okay, I'd really like to get into that because, or really quick, can we just talk about him honking the horn and trying to drive the boat?
And then James is like, Eddie, do you want to drive the boat? Yeah, he's like, hee hee. Yeah.
And Ariana and Lala, like, are up at, or I think it was Katie. I don't know who it was, but they're like, how about he learns to fuck a woman first and before he's like trying to drive a boat? Like, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's like a freaking seal on the boat dock, and Sandoval is trying to take a picture, and Ariana's like, I hope it attacks him. I hope it freaking attacks him. That was hilarious.
So they're walking back, and Brock's like, hey, have you given any more thought to this forgiveness thing and moving on? And she's like, to whose benefit? He's like, well, quite honestly to my wife, me wife's, and I can't do him. And she's like, well, actually, I am doing it for your wife's benefit because I care about her. And I don't think she should be screamed at the way she has been by him. And that kind of left Brock speechless. Ooh, but he's like,
yeah, I thought he ate and left no crumbs in this. Ariana ate and left no crumbs. Like, she absolutely handed him his ass.
Yeah, she's like, and you don't have to forgive someone to take your power back. That's old school therapy. You know, there's power in owning and feeling your emotions. You don't have to take the high road if you don't want to. And he's just like, ugh. And
she's like, as a female. And he's like, well, I can't speak to that. I'm not a female. And he's like, what do you mean about male rage? What do you mean? Give me an example.
I mean, it's so true, because he's like, he's basically telling her, you know, you don't have to yell and scream at him. And she's like, every week I see you men yelling and screaming and no one says a word about it. But if I do it, then I'm the crazy female that won't get over anything. Like, it's a huge double standard. And then they do show a little montage of all the men fighting. Everyone's Sandoval screaming at everybody, women and men. But nobody's like, it's just, oh, Ariana, she's so angry. She's an angry woman, crazy, angry woman. And the men are just fine. Oh, that's just men getting their aggression out. You know, I liked, she slayed.
And like, it was like extremely easy to understand what she was saying. And I think in the same way that Sheena is holding Sandoval accountable and saying, why can't you just like see Ariana's point of view, I think Brock should be able to see Ariana's point of view and like with what she said. And I couldn't help but watch this all unfold and think that same forgiveness speech is probably something that Brock is dealing with his, you know, his ex and, you know, and the children, because maybe she's still mad. Maybe she's not ready to talk to him again. Maybe she's still hurt. Like, maybe she's working through stuff. Like, it seemed like such a bigger conversation for Brock. And yeah. I just was like, oh my, like, the producers are so crafty to make it be him the one that's coming to her about forgiveness and telling her to you know, just let it go. Like, it's like, well, this.
Right?
It was just very rich.
She's always got a comeback that makes sense. That's a well thought out, logical, psychologically
and
competence comeback.
And honestly, she could have gone low and brought that up and said, well, Brock, let's talk about, you know, what's happened with you and how forgiveness has working on that. You know, like, it's, and she didn't. She just calmly told him, like, I, like, this is working for me. Like, it's okay for me to be angry. As a woman, I can be angry. I can have these feelings. And so, yeah, I was just like, ooh. That was a great scene.
Yeah. So then they go get dressed to do, I guess, the Gatsby thing. James does look like a newspaper boy on the Titanic.
That was so funny.
Spot on.
See, that hilarious. I wish he would have done like the little newsies, like jump where he like clicks his heels together.
Yeah. Dan is making the wise choice of going to dinner with Brad by Brad.
Yes. It seems a little bizarre that like he, like they're all pointing out like he came on this trip, but he doesn't want to film. Yeah. I get that, but it's like baby steps. Like, let him do what he needs. Like, Ariana is doing her job. He knows what she has to do. So I'm okay with it. Like slowly step in. I think that's okay.
They're used to being apart, so they're going to spend the night together. They're going to spend the day together. You know, it's fine.
Brock hit the barber shop.
Sandoval and Ariana are wearing the same shoes, and Ariana looks very annoyed about that.
That was amazing. Like, again, like, and she can't even like hide her how much she freaking hates. She's like, they're Steve Madden. Like, it was just, oh, like, give her a sponsorship for that shit.
Yeah. And then Schwartz comes over to Katie and Ariana. He's like, wow, you guys are like a super duo. And Katie's like, we're the new Tom. I'm like, that is brilliant, because you kind of are.
Yeah, why that's what they should name the effing sandwich shop. The new Tom Tom. Lisa would orbit. She'd be like, absolutely not.
Straight
She's like, no, you guys are nothing like the Toms.
They should call it like Tim Tim. You know, like the perfumes, like the canned ones in the drugstore that are knockoffs of, like, you know, let's say Obsession, and then the knockoff one is like Stocked. Or Midnight Eve, and it's like, I don't know. Nighttime.
Do you know every time I am at like freaking TJ Maxx or something, I have to hold myself back from buying like the sunflower perfume, because I just want it to open it and like smell it. Like, I don't really want to wear it. I just like want to open it and smell it. Sunflower.
Oh, by
Liz Claiborne.
Okay, yeah, though I always get that confused with the Happy, and I'm like, I have plenty of freaking Happy samples you can have.
Ooh,
I know that.
I love Clinique Happy, too.
I can see the yellow petals right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. One of my friends got me, like, the old school Tommy Hilfiger, and that was, like, very nostalgic. That was fun. Okay.
So, Sandoval, okay, yeah, so Sheena, wait. Oh, no, that's Schwartz getting sentimental and missing Katie. We already talked about that.
Yes.
Sandoval, Sheena, to come check out the view. Ugh. And he's like,
she's like, okay.
And she says, you should apologize, and it's not cool to expose what you did. And this is, you know, where she gave him some good advice. But then at the end, it was like, all she did was want to make it work with you. She didn't freeze her eggs for herself. She didn't buy a house for herself. She did these things to make it work with you.
Yeah, to build a life with you. You know what? I will give it to Sheena on this one. She slayed on this ending, and I thought she really brought her point home. And yeah, I thought the hug lingered a little.
They had a giant hug, and so next week are we going to have, like, Ariana walk out onto the Lido deck to, like, view the hug? I hope so.
Yeah. I feel like the tension is building on this trip. Like, it has the recipe to just absolutely implode, and it better.
Yeah.
So. And I was disappointed, like, that we rolled right into the valley, because I was like, how about, like, next week on Vanderpump Rules? Like, I was...
Yeah.
But usually they'll release that right away. Like, what, we can probably find that soon.
Hmm. Well, this week they didn't have a first look or anything, because I like to get a jump start on them, and they didn't have it. So, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah.
All right, well... You guys go into Patreon, enter to win the razors. We'll draw the winners this week. Follow us on Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party. DM us with any questions. We're gonna create a little flyer invite for our show and the VPR trivia for June 22nd. But mark your calendars, save the date, June 22nd in Studio City. And
why did, like, June 22nd sounds so iconic? Like, I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Well, like, the wedding was... What day was the wedding?
Yeah, why does it feel so familiar?
Was it, like, the 27th, though? We can find that easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it, like, Sandoval's birthday or Ariana and Stassi's birthday?
Maybe.
Yeah, so, anyways. So excited for that, and... Oh, do you guys have a show this Saturday?
No.
I'm going to have the children. We could plot out if the kids want to swim or something.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's just an idea of time frames.
Stassi and Ariana's birthday is June 24th, so close.
Oh, okay.
Close, close.
Well, I love that it's, you guys, June 22nd is a Saturday, so I love that it's like, we're not worrying about people getting off work or it being a weeknight. It's like, it's a Saturday, and it's before, you know, you can still go to dinner. You can still go out.
Yeah, it's a good time. I think everyone should be able to get there. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow with all the other stuff. Watch What Happens Live, After Show, and The Valley.
Hit us up. Okay, bye, everybody.